This is Rabbi Nathanael Bron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. We will learn the first four Mishnayos, fifth chapter of Mishnah Nedarim. And here the Mishnah talks about partners, a specific kind. Right back in the day, they used to live in houses that all opened to a common courtyard. And everyone was considered to have some ownership in that courtyard. Right. They owned their homes. They were partners in the courtyard. So Ashutfin, partners in that courtyard. Shenadru hana'a zemizeh. Right. They each swore they wouldn't derive benefit from the other. So Asurin, the kanes the chatzer. Right. So neither one, not Reuben or Shimon, can enter the chatzer because Reuben's entering Shimon's chatzer and Shimon's entering Reuben's chatzer because they both share ownership in this chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Right, zeh nichnas letoch shelo, v'zeh nichnas letoch shelo. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, of course they can go in. When Reuven goes in, he goes into his part of the courtyard. When Shimon goes in, he goes into his part of the courtyard. Right, so then you have to figure out where they can't walk, but to go into the courtyard per se, they can because they each own a part of the courtyard. Ushneim asurin lahamid sham rechayim b'tanur ulagadel tarnegolim. Right, they both cannot put up a mill or an oven, nor can they raise chickens there, because in order to do that, you actually need the permission of everyone in that courtyard. Right, simply to walk through doesn't affect anybody. You're going to put in a mill that makes noise or an oven that creates heat and ash, or chickens, which you know what chickens do. Right. You got garbage and whatever all over the place. So for that, you need everyone's permission. That you would, you know, that would be to put it there and use the courtyard in that manner would be deriving benefit from the person you've taken an oath not to derive benefit from. Interestingly, that probably this argument between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim probably has to do with conceptually how we view shutfus. How do we see partnerships? Right? Does everyone own a share of every piece? Do we somehow see it? I own half. You own half. Right. So that's an interesting argument. Mishnah continues. Let's say it's unidirectional. Right. One person, Reuven and Shimon, live in the same. They share the same courtyard. Reuven says, I will derive no benefit from Shimon. Now, Shimon can go in the courtyard because he's got no problems, but Reuven cannot. So, lo yikon, it's the chatzer. Reuven cannot go into the chatzer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the same thing he said before. Yachal hu lomer lo. No, Reuven can go in too. And he says, letosh sheli ani nichnas, v'ani nichnas, letosh shalach. I'm going into my piece of the courtyard, not into your courtyard. Vikofinus ha no der limkar es chelko. So this goes back to the position of the Chachamim. If the person who takes the vow, right, vows, I will not derive benefit from Shimon, and therefore he's not allowed to go into the courtyard, he's going to see Shimon going into the courtyard, he's going to get angry, he's going to go into the courtyard, he's going to violate the vows. So the Chachamim said they force him to sell his share in the courtyard, right, so that way he knows he doesn't have it and finished. Mishnah Bet. Haya Echad, right, so it's not just the people in the courtyard who we talk about, but what about somebody from the shuk, somebody, a neighbor from a different, you know, from down the block. Haya Echad min ha-shuk mudar hana me-echad mehem hana. Mudar me-echad mehem hana. Right, so somebody from the next block has sworn not to derive any benefit from one of them. So also lo yikanes lechatzer. So he can't go into the chatzer. If Reuven and Shimon lives there, and Levi comes and says, I won't derive any benefit from Shimon. So Levi can't go in the courtyard because the courtyard belongs, you know, to Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yachal Holomer, like I could say to him, Letoch shel chavercha ani nichnas, veni nichnas, letoch shelach. No, right? Levi comes and he says, I'm not deriving benefit from Shimon. So I'm going into Reuven's courtyard. I'm not going into Shimon's courtyard. Right? Same argument as before. Mishnah Gimel. So you swear you're not going to derive any benefit from your friend. Reuben will not derive any benefit from Shimon. Now you have a problem because Shimon is pretty wealthy. Shimon has the bathhouse and the olive press in the city. And he's so wealthy, he's got a bunch of them. He's actually rented it out to Levi. All right, so now Reuben will not derive benefit from Shimon. Shimon owns the bathhouse and the olive press, but he has rented them out to Levi. Now the question is, since they're rented to Levi, can Reuben derive benefit from Levi's rented bathhouse and olive press? So the Mishnah says, it depends, right? Depends if Shimon still has a hand in it. Im yesh lo bahen tfisas yad. If Shimon still has some benefit, right, above and beyond, he gets paid rent. If he gets a percentage or he still has some rights to that bathhouse, then it's still, in a sense, his. And then Usser, right, Reuben, who swore not to derive any benefit from Shimon, cannot go to the bathhouse, can't use the olive press. But ain lo bahen tfisas yad. Right, if Shimon gave the entire operation over to Levi, so Levi now runs it completely, he pays Shimon rent, but everything else is his. So then Mutar, then Reuben can use the bathhouse, even though it is officially owned by Levi, by Shimon. Since Levi has rented it fully, the use of it belongs to Levi, and Reuben can derive benefit from Levi. Ha'omer lechaveiro. So you say to your friend, Konan leveischa she'ani nechnas v'sadcha she'ani lokeach. I'm never going right into your house and I'm never buying your field. Now, meis oshe mechara la'acher. Right, so the owner of the field dies or he sells it to somebody else. So then, mutar. Right, so Reuven swears he's not going into Shimon's house or buying from Shimon's field. Shimon drops dead. Now his kids have it, or he sold it to Levi. So Reuven can buy the field. Reuven can go into the house because he swore not to go into Shimon's house or buy Shimon's field. And it is no longer Shimon's house or Shimon's field. But if he says, Konon Levayas Zeh She'ani Nechnas, not that he says, I'm not going into Shimon's house. I'm never going into this house. I'm never going to buy this field. Then Meso Mechara La'acher, even if Shimon dies or he sells it, it's still this field and this house, and Reuben still is subject to the oath of not going into the house or buying the field. Mishnah Dalet. Right? Hareini Alecha Cherem. Right, if somebody says, "Behold, I am prohibited to you like cherem," hamudar aser. Right, the one who vowed is prohibited. So Reuven says to Shimon, "Hareini alecha cherem," I am prohibited to you like cherem. Then Reuven cannot derive benefit from Shimon. Hare at alai cherem, you are to me cherem. Then hanoder aser. Right, then Shimon cannot derive benefit from Reuven. Right, the Mishnah is just teaching us exactly, what the languages mean when we use them. Hareini alecha ve'at alai, right? You are to me and I am to you. So then shneim asurim. So then, obviously both are prohibited because I am allowed to say I will not derive benefit from you, and I'm allowed to say you may not derive benefit from me. Right, there are certain things that are considered belonging to Ole Bavel, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. Those are communally owned. Nobody owns them. And therefore, even if you, right, Reuben and Shimon swear benefit off of each other and they're not allowed to derive benefit off of each other, they can still use stuff belonging to Ole Bavel because it belongs to the people, but not individuals. But stuff that's in that city, which they are considered kind of partners of, they would be prohibited from deriving benefit. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.